Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Aaliyah Nylon. The FTC in seven states are suing Live Nation and its subsidiary Ticketmaster over the way they handle the resale of tickets. So Aaliyah, explain the suit. What is it that they say is happening?
Yeah, so there is a law that was passed in 2016 that it was intended to prevent automated bots from buying up a lot of tickets online and then reselling them. And the FTC in these states are saying that Ticketmaster has deliberately allowed lots of brokers and bots to bypass its own rules that limit the number of tickets an individual can sell in order to resell them on the platform, because Ticketmaster would earn more money being able to charge for both the sale and then later the resale.
Okay, so they're like double dipping.
Yes. The FTC actually said that they are triple dipping, because they get Ticketmaster gets a fee when the ticket is first bought. So if it's bought by a broker, they get a fee then. And then when they allow somebody to list a ticket again on their site for resale, they get a fee there. And then they get a third fee when a consumer eventually buys it. So they're ending up getting all of these fees stacked on top of each other instead of just from the one sale.
So one could argue that they're making out a lot better by allowing these bots to buy up the tickets.
Yeah, that's the FTC's main argument, is that Ticketmaster really has a financial incentive here not to crack down on these bots and brokers, because it's making a lot more money by allowing these resales to happen.
Okay, well, Ticketmaster has spoken out against ticket scalping, but it still allows people to sell tickets for more than face value. So how do they justify that?
Yeah, Ticketmaster says that, you know, for popular events, they want to be able to let you resell a ticket if you're not going to use it. So that's sort of how they have justified allowing resales. But the FTC says that they're knowingly allowing these jacked up resales, because oftentimes these brokers, the people who are buying hundreds of tickets, are then going and listing them for sometimes double the face value.
Well, what does this suit do? Does it say, you know, Ticketmaster, you can't do this anymore? Or are they seeking some kind of damages, and who would get them?
Yeah, so under this law, the FTC is allowed to seek pretty significant penalties. They can seek up to $53,000 per violation. And the FTC is saying that there have been millions and millions of violations, even in just the past 5 years. So Ticketmaster could potentially be on the hook for billions of dollars in damages. Oftentimes when the FTC brings these kind of cases, they try and put refunds to consumers. So if Ticketmaster did settle, or there's a court finding them liable, it's possible that there could be some consumer refunds here.
Oh, that's good, because I was thinking that, you know, your consumers are basically, you know, out of luck.
Yeah, I mean, what the FTC said is that over the past 5 years, consumers have paid $16 billion in fees. And a lot of that went to Ticketmaster in a way that maybe it wouldn't have it if not for all of these brokers and bots buying up extra tickets.
I don't know if you can answer this, but I know that a lot of musicians, a lot of artists have come out about, you know, how tickets are being sold, how some of their fans are losing out. And you know, I just wondered, to what extent do they have any kind of pull?
It's very hard for artists to sort of avoid using Ticketmaster, because oftentimes Ticketmaster has an agreement with the actual stadium or venue that an artist is going. So they can't really get away from using Ticketmaster. They do have some control over what the original price on a ticket is, so the face value of the ticket, but they don't have a lot of control over these fees. And then if they are resold, they pretty much have no control over the resale.
And is this going to be one of those cases that's just going to drag out in court?
It might for a while. I mean, Ticketmaster is contesting these allegations. They allege that the FTC doesn't really have the authority to bring this case and that it's sort of misinterpreting the law. And given that there is such a significant amount of money here at issue, they are likely to try and contest this pretty forcefully.
Leah, thanks for spelling it all out for us. That is Bloomberg's Leah Nyland. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.